I am proud to say and happy to say that we are blessed in Port Said with this great miracle, which never happened anywhere in the world. Many of the miracles of the appearance of Virgin Mary for a certain time could be extended to be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but never exceeded that time of 4 or 5 years. We never heard of that. Even the church in Zaytun and in Jobran, everywhere in the world, it never lasts in Lourdes, in the south of France, never lasts that long. But here, in Port Said, this year is the 19th year. This year is the 19th year of the dripping of the oil, which comes out of the picture Virgin Mary. It comes in the third week of February, every year, between 15th and the 22nd February. You may ask me why. Because in 1990, a lady, she was sick, she was a sinner before, and I just said she repented, and she was really deeply sorrow for what she had committed, and came with great power of repentance to the Lord, and started a new life with God. But due to the evil life she was living before, she had some problems, and after a few months of her repentance and starting being again a member of the church, never used to go before, there was some signs of breast cancer and tumor in her lungs. And she was saying, she's a literate woman, she said, "You said there are saints who can help us. I want Virgin Mary to help me, to make a miracle for me, because I don't want to have any doctor touch my body. I believe in Virgin Mary, her intercession." And she was crying day and night to Virgin Mary to ask her intercession and her help to us. And it was done. Virgin Mary appeared to her, and the evening of that day she was going to make that surgery in Cairo, and she was totally healed by a doctor's committee who examined her after the miracle. And some people suspected that this miracle, said, "How come God make a miracle to a sinner woman?" But she was a sinner woman, but she's no longer a sinner woman. She repented. And God is open his arms and his love to all the sinners to come. He will never ask them why they did this sin before, or remember the sins before. That's why you probably remember one of the sins, like Moses the black and Mary the Egyptian. And there are saints who were before living an evil way of life, the Samaritan woman, for instance, in the Bible. And the Lord never tried to think of their past. Once they repented, start a new life with them again. So, Virgin Mary wanted to prove that God had accepted her repentance, and wanted that this miracle be repeated, be remembered through the years, to be a good example for many sinners to follow. So the picture which was placed on top of the bed of the lady where the miracle would happen began to bleed some oil. We didn't pay attention to that, but after words, briefly speaking to you, we put the picture in the church. And every year in the beginning, the drops, the same week of the memory of the miracle, it drops oil again. So we can put some cotton balls on down the picture, but the oil increases until it came out to the point that we put a plastic bag hooked to the picture, and at any day between the 15th and the 22nd of February, the Virgin Mary, the oil comes from inside the glass, the picture was covered with glass, to outside the glass, like a move, like a wave, like that. The people have seen Virgin Mary at that same time of coming of the oil, just like a wave, like moving out like that, and filling the whole bag. We took the oil from the bag, and then it fills again and again and again. This year, it's the 19th year, and the oil continued to be dripping from the hands of Virgin Mary until the feast of Virgin Mary, 22nd of August. It's always for 6 or 7 months, February until August. And it's really something amazing when many people, thousands and thousands, not only Christians, but Christians and non-Christians, came to the church and took from that small bottle of oil. And Virgin Mary has performed so many miracles to her, to those people. And we wrote one book, and the second book, and the third book is coming now. Something amazing. We don't understand how come it is repeated every year. But the same, the oil with the same smell, and it had a very unique smell. Nothing added to it. Some people told me many times, once the bottle was tried to finish, we tried to add another oil, but it never accepted to be mixed. Because this is the heavenly oil with earthly oil, will never accept to be mixed. So it's a blessing from heaven through the intercession of Virgin Mary to us, to anyone in the whole world. Many people come from all nationalities, from everywhere in the world, and come and take from the oil. And a wonderful thing, it happens. Many miracles happen to them. Even the bishop of the Greek Orthodox Church came to me. He believes, he loves Virgin Mary very much. And I told him, when he first came to Port Said 5 years ago, I visited him to welcome him in our city. He said, I heard that you have a picture of Virgin Mary. Can I come and see it? I said, yes, sure. He came and kneeled down in front of the picture. He said, could you give me some bottles? Because I'm going to Greece to take it as a blessing to the people there. I said, sure. So he went to Greece, and they asked him, what did you bring with you from Egypt? He said, the oil from Port Said, from Virgin Mary. And the lady, she had cancer, took from the oil. And what a wonderful thing, she was totally healed. And the bishop himself came to me. I said, I have to come and kneel down in front of the picture of Virgin Mary as a request of this family, where the lady was totally healed by the oil of Virgin Mary. Many miracles, I can tell you. It's the time it's needed. And just another story, trip came out from Shobra, from Cairo, to visit Port Said, and each member of the trip, each one took a bottle of oil with him. When they went back, the lady had a bottle of oil, and she had a daughter, almost 20 years of age, and she would take a shower. You know, we in Egypt used to take the butane tanks inside the bathrooms. It was leaking, and the girl did not know. That was until she smelled the and she fell down to the floor halfway dead. So the mother came and screamed, my daughter, my daughter. And she asked for the ambulance to come. And then she remembered that she had the oil. And she said, well, Virgin Mary, could you help me save my daughter? And the eyes of her daughter were coming out, and some foams coming out from her mouth, and the signs of death began to show in her face. And she was screaming, Virgin Mary, save my daughter. Virgin Mary, she's screaming like crazy. And then she took the whole bottle and dropped it in the face of the girl and wiped it. And she said, Virgin Mary, I believe in you. Before the ambulance came, the girl became totally healed, and she was normal, and the mother and the daughter came to Port Said to thank Virgin Mary for that. This is just an example of so many examples I have. If you need time, I can stay with you from now until tomorrow, like same time. I will not be finished, because there is so many to be counted. I tell you another story from Upper Egypt. Some of the priests from Upper Egypt came, and it's from a village near Sohag. It's about 600 kilometers from Cairo, almost. And the priest came and took some bottles of oil, and he went to his village, and they asked him, Abuna, what did you, priest, what did you bring with you from Egypt, from Cairo and Port Said? He said, I brought you blessed oil. Here is oil. So each family took one bottle of oil. And one of those families was a poor woman. He went to the manger to get some food for her cows. And then a snake came out of the storage room and bited her arm. And she screamed. She tried to take her snake out, but she couldn't. And he bited her and put all the poison in her arm. And then the woman took it with all his power out after he put all the poison in her, which we well known after 5 minutes maximum, she will die. Because the poison will go in the blood, make a circulation in the body, and she will fall down this. And she remembered the oil. She went exactly, brought the bottle of oil and wiped the place where she was bitten by the snake, and she said, "Virgin Mary, stop the poison from going into my body. Virgin Mary, try to do something. I'm dying." And she didn't pay attention what happened, but she went right away to the priest and said to him, "Please, Abuna, help me go to any medical center to help me." Then he went to the medical center of the village. They said to her, "We don't have vaccine for snakes. Well, go to another medical center." Went in the hospital, and she took her 3 hours looking for a place where they have vaccine until they went to the place, to the city of Sohag, and she went to the hospital, and they found the vaccine for the snakes. And the doctor said, "When you were bitten by a snake?" She said, "Doctor, about 3 or 4 hours ago." He said, "What? And you're still alive? It's only 5 minutes after you're bitten, you will fall down dead. Are you joking, woman?" She said, "No, doctor, I'm not joking, I'm not lying. This is the truth." He said, "What did you do?" He was not Christian. "What did you do? I know you people, you are faithful. There must be something you have done." She said, "No, doctor, I didn't do anything." She was a little scared. What I did, I just took from the oil and put it in the place where I was bitten by the snake. He said, "May I see your hand?" He seen it. He found all the poison making a circle. Gathered together, did not move. And he took his pencil, make a circle around the poison. He said, "This is the poison, did not move into your body." And he got an injection, sucked it all the way out. And the woman was totally, he said, "You people have such a relation with your saints. I couldn't understand, but I believe that you people have a secret in your life. You have a very deep relation between you and the saints." He means the Christians. So this woman is still alive up till now, and the priest wrote that miracle to me. Thank God that we are not alone. We are, even if God did not want to have any problem solved or any sickness be healed, we still believe in Him, that He is the lover of mankind. We suffer, we carry the cross with Him. With thanks to the Lord, no matter if the miracle happened or did not happen, we still believe in Him. And we thank Him, and we thank Virgin Mary for caring about the thousands of people who come to her from everywhere in the world. May God bless all of you with the intercession of our Lord Virgin Mary, now and forever. Amen.